loss and possession, death and life are one. There falls no shadow where there shines no sun. Hilaire Belloc gives us this reminder as weather patterns and our own moods move between gray and glorious. Contrasts of light and shade fill Wisconsin Classical Concert Halls this week, beginning with two performances at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The Festival City Symphony brings passion, beauty, and light to the Pabst Theater in works by the French composers Gabriel Fauré and Georges Bizet. Then adds the Hartford Union High School Women's Chorus for Debussy's Nocturnes of 1899. 15 years earlier, Debussy had set a spring poem by Jules Barbier, and was further inspired by the Botticelli painting La Primavera while working in Italy in 1887. The first version of his Le Printemps for orchestra and humming chorus was supposedly destroyed in a fire, leaving the composer with only a 2-piano reduction. When Debussy recreated the score in 1913, he kept a keyboard but left out the voices. Whatever the instrumentation, the composer wanted, quote, to express the slow and painful genesis of beings and things in nature, then the ascending development, ending with a brilliant joy of being reborn to a new life, unquote. All of that beautiful upheaval needs an enthusiastic approach, which we hear from the Madison Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
John Demain and the Madison Symphony Orchestra with Debussy's exuberant orchestral Portrait of Spring from a November 2016 performance at Overture Hall, recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. The full spring program this afternoon at Milwaukee's Pabst Theater can be found at festivalcitysymphony.org. Also at 3 o'clock this afternoon, the Lake Geneva Symphony Orchestra presents another one of their chamber concerts with woodwinds and a piano trio at Holy Communion Episcopal Church. Several of our state's orchestras are making a point of giving their instrumentalists a chance to shine in chamber repertoire throughout the main concert season. This month is also when Wisconsin Summer Chamber Music Festivals are sending news of their upcoming performances. Midsummer's Music will kick off their season at the end of May and will rotate 9 different programs through a number of Door County venues. For the last 28 years, founders Jim and Jean Birkenstock have made a point of including the works of lesser-known composers alongside the masterpieces of the chamber repertoire. One favorite discovery is the Parisian-born Melanie Elaine Bonis, who disguised her gender by writing under the name Mel Bonis. She so impressed César Franck that he pulled strings to have her admitted to what was then an all-male Paris conservatory in 1876. One of the over 300 pieces she composed was a piano quartet from 1905, a four-movement work that demonstrates the link she created between the Romantic and Impressionist movements in France.
Thank you. Thank you.
A Midsummer's Music performance of Mel Benice's Piano Quartet No. 1 in B-flat major, with violinist David Perry, violist Sally Chisholm, cellist Walter Prusel, and pianist William Kaler at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Sister Bay on August 31st, 2012. Recording by Stephen Lewis of Chicago Digital. For details on this afternoon's chamber concert in Lake Geneva, go to lakegenevaorchestra.org. In just a moment, we'll hear more from the pianist who just performed with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. This past Friday, Norman Gilliland had a midday interview with pianist Alexandre Dossine, ahead of his appearance with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. You also heard him on Spectrum West with Al Ross last Thursday morning. Currently at the University of Oregon, Dossine first became known to Wisconsin audiences as a faculty member at UW-Eau Claire. This Tuesday evening, he'll give a solo recital of works by Mozart, Chopin, and Liszt at the Heide Center for the Arts in Chippewa Falls. He's received a great deal of critical acclaim for his recordings, especially as part of the Naxos label's complete collection of Liszt piano works. And from his 2007 disc of the composer's concert paraphrases from Verdi operas, we'll hear the 1882 Reminiscences of Boccanegra, penned a year after Verdi revised the original 1857 work set in medieval Genoa. Alexandre Dossin, in the Franz Liszt concert paraphrase on Verdi's Boccanegra, part of the Naxos Complete Liszt Collection, recorded by Norbert Kraft. You'll find a link to Dossin's Heidi Center recital at our interactive calendar, wpr.org/events. From the black and white keys of a piano to the shades of orchestral timbre in a spring tone poem, Wisconsin classical musicians give every note full color and artistry, best enjoyed in a live concert. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.